Hi, this is a dictation for Jalen Carey. J-A-L-E-E-N C-A-R-E-Y. Jalen Carey. Date of service is 3/31/2022. Date of birth is 11/19/92. And date of accident is 9/27/2021. History of visit is as follows. Mr. Jalen Carey is suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder since 9/27/2021, when he was involved in an automobile accident. He was trying to lift a refrigerator, and the refrigerator fell on his dolly and himself, hitting into his chest and collarbone, and it was a work-related accident. And he was seen at Concerta Urgent Care, and he had some headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, and confusion. And it appears that he's still complaining of pain, and he's trying to seek other care other than Concerta. The Concerta Urgent Care did start physical therapy and steroid injections, and then he was put back to work. It appears that this gentleman failed to come since January 4th, 2022. He has never visited. He missed 3 appointments to be seen. We do not know if he is even having a therapy. He looked like a game player to me. Pain level, he reports, is between 7 and 9. And he reports that he has no numbness in the fingers of the left hand as it was present before. However, there is some radiation of pain in the left front arm up to the wrist. Lower back pain is not radiating at all. Overall pain level is 50%. And the ADLs that are affected are sleep 10, general activity and enjoyment of life are affected 8, mood, walking ability and work is affected 7, relationship with other people is affected 6. Symptoms in the neurology and psych in a system review. No headaches, vision disturbance, no dizziness, vertigo, no blackouts or fainting, no seizures. And patient has difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, pins and needles. And shoulder pain, neck pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain. He doesn't have a difficulty walking. In the GI, there is a constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. There is incontinence of the urine, but there is no frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. Respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient states the pain level has remained the same, but there is no change in the physical history, medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco, and substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen, except that he failed to visit us for last 2 months. Physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 172/116. Pulse is 76. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the initial visit of 1/4/2022, dictation number 0108-104. Plan of care is to order an MRI of the complete spine so that we can identify the pathology and appropriate treatment plan can be endorsed. I give an naproxen 500 twice a day, 6 tablets for healing, trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep, lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram daily for topical pain relief. For now, I have given a Norco 7.5325 every in the morning, 1 tablet PRN basis for 15 tablets. It will be seen in 15 days. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and his physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, and disability in work, housework, and transportation. So far, this gentleman is stable, and his records have been reviewed for the MRI of the left shoulder, which is dated 12/23/2021, which shows a posterior superior labral fraying, labral fracture, the tears, minimal tendinosis of supraspinatus tendon. In the cervical spine, there is a disc space narrowing and bulging disc at C4-5. Thank you. Okay. C4-5 and C3, C4, and C5 and 6, C6, 7. Along with this, there is a herniation disc of C4 and C5. And spinal stenosis. The patient is advised injection to the cervical spine with cortisone. However, his MRI for the thoracic spine and lumbar spine is also ordered. It has not been done. And so, he has some difficulty going to the hospital to get it scheduled. Once these MRIs are available, we'll go further for the injection treatment. For now, patient is continuing his treatment for the physical therapy medication. Thank you.